One night, I had a backstage pass.
Hold on to your butts.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, fuck!
Welcome everyone to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. I am your host, Sean DeRager. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You can find us on Twitter at Geek Couch, and of course, find the show in iTunes and Stitcher. This, of course, is the show that helps you discover six new bands and artists on a weekly basis. I would also love to hear from you. Drop me a line over at thegeekcouch.com. Just click on the contact link and send me an email. We'd love to hear what you think of the show, your favorite bands, and if you're in a band and you want to be considered for the show, definitely drop me a line that way. We're debuting the final Daniel G. Harmon song from his Fastback Sessions. That video will be posted in a few days over at facebook.com/fastbacksessions. And today we're debuting that final song they'll be putting out over there. But first, of course, five other bands and artists that definitely deserve your attention. First up today is a band called Runaway Brother. Their 7-inch is out right now, so definitely check that out. It's out on Soft Speak Records. And the song I'm going to play for you right now is Summer/Autumn on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass.
They steal heart alive.
I can do nothing but
Cleveland, Ohio's Runaway Brother. They recently signed to Tiny Engines Records, and their debut LP comes out this fall. But right now you can grab their 7-inch that's out on Soft Speak Records. The song I just played was called Summer/Autumn. They do have another song called Zarek that's on the other side of the 7-inch. So check that out over there. You can also check out an acoustic rendition of their song Faking It that's going to be on their upcoming LP. And I'll put that link to that video in the show notes. So a lot of good stuff coming from that band. Very much looking forward to that full length when it comes out. And if you didn't notice, I'm unscripted today. Trying something new. I've been kind of clinging to a script each week, so I'm trying to loosen up a little bit. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. If you hate it, drop me a line. If you like it, drop me a line. But I'm going to try to keep things a little more loose on the show here. So hope you guys dig it. Well, next up is a band called God Damn It. It's a term that I seem to be saying a lot lately. So I'm glad to find out that there's a band with that name. Their debut full length is out right now, and it's out on Creep Records. And the song I'm going to play for you right now is called How to Take the Burn, which is the title track. Here is God Damn It on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. God Damn It with the song How to Take the Burn. The thing I love about this band is you can say their name in so many wonderful ways. I love it. Their album is out right now, and it is called How to Take the Burn, out on Creep Records. They're going to be touring in May, the 3rd through the 15th, so keep in touch with them over on Facebook. Like I said, all these bands, you can find all of them on the show notes. The Afghan Whigs are back. Their first full-length album since 2001 is out now on Sub Pop Records. It is called Do the Beast, and pretty exciting to have a band, you know, after so long come back with an album. They're going to be performing on The Late Show with David Letterman on June 4th, so make sure you mark your calendars. Right now, though, we are going to play the song The Lottery on the Backstage Pass. Bad, baby, never done. was the Afghan Whigs with the song The Lottery. Their album is out now on Sub Pop Records. And like I said, their first release since 2001. I know they came back in 2012 for kind of reunion shows. And it's exciting to have them back and putting out records. The song I just played, as far as radio is concerned, if you're still kind of following what's going on with the radio, the album Do the Beast and the song The Lottery are the number one album and single respectively on the FMQB Submodern chart. It also debuted at number 22 on the CMJ Top 200 chart, if you're paying attention to that. You may recognize Matt Pryor from the Get Up Kids and New Amsterdams. He's getting ready to hit the road this spring with Blue of Colors, Bob Nana, Mark Rose, and Josh Berwanger. So I would definitely check in on his Facebook, Matt Pryor Songs. So it's facebook.com/Matt Pryor Songs, or you can follow him on Twitter, Matt Pryor Songs, if you want to check out. This upcoming tour features a full lineup and will serve as an intimate introduction to the unique service of Downright. It's a platform created by Nana and Rose that allows fans to connect with their favorite songwriters on a personal and creative level by having custom songs written specifically for them. He just recently unveiled a music video for the song I'm going to play right now. This is Matt Pryor with the song Kinda Go to Pieces. Album Wrist Slitter, that is Matt Pryor with the song Kinda Go to Pieces. He just came out with a video there. You can find that on YouTube, and of course I'll have this song linked to that video so you can check that out yourself. He's getting ready to hit the road for his U.S. tour presented by Downright. So check that out if you see them come through your town. It sounds like a kind of cool thing. A lot of good artists on there. And something I definitely would look forward to. Let's see, are they coming through California? Are they coming through? These tours never come through California. I'm jealous of all of you on the East Coast and in the Midwest. So, damn it. All right. Well, this next artist, Hamburg, Germany-based sibling duo, Hundreds, kind of threw me for a loop and really surprised me when I checked out their album when it got sent to me. It's Eva and Philip Milner, and their new album is out on May 29th in the U.S. It's called Aftermath, and it's something I think you should definitely put on your radar to check out, because this first song I'm going to play for you right now just really blew me away. This song is called Circus, and you're listening to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Aftermath, that is Hundreds, with the song Circus. I'm really, really looking forward to this band. Their album comes out on May 29th via Sky Council Recordings. It's coming out overseas, if you're in the UK, on the 27th on Cinebus. So definitely, like I said, you know, keep an eye out on this band, and I really think this album's going to turn some heads. You can grab that song over at SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/hundreds, and you can also go to their website, hundredsmusic.com. Excited about that album. And finally, today, we get to Daniel G. Harmon. He has become kind of a staple for the show. I talked to him on, I think, the second Fireside Lounge that I did, and he's all around good guy. So He's been doing kind of easing into the whole solo artist thing, the acoustic thing, and I've been kind of championing his songwriting and the stuff that he's put out. I've really enjoyed featuring his music and talking to him, and I'm really excited to hear how the songs are coming together. So last month he recorded a fastback session in Seattle, and the past 3 weeks they have been releasing these videos kind of one by one with a song accompanying the video. So this is the last exclusive I have for his tunes, and I think it's good. We need to Daniel, I love you, man, but we need to take a break. We need to move on. Next week I am working on another exclusive, so that will be fun with another band, another artist. So I'm excited about kind of this exclusive thing, and hopefully it can become a kind of regular thing, and it kind of can be a special showcase about the artist. But I've talked about Daniel Harmon enough, but I'm getting kind of sick of him, to be honest. I don't know. But follow him on Twitter, Hello Tower. I love what he posts. All right, this song is called Anna. It's from his final Fastback session. Fastback session's number 4. And we're going to play this right now. This is Daniel G. Harmon with the song Anna. From his final Fastback Sessions video, that is Daniel G. Harmon with the song Anna. You can check out all the past Fastback Sessions over on Facebook, facebook.com/thefastbacksessions. The Fastback Sessions. So check it out there. And this video for the song Anna is going to be released, I believe, in a few days or this weekend. So keep checking back on Facebook and check that out there. So like I said, I've been in this kind of cool little experiment to do these exclusives for debuting his music. So it's been a lot of fun. And follow him over at Where can you find him at? I think it's hellotower.com. Look, I'm off script, people. Doing this on the fly. The next Fastback session looks like it's going to be released in the middle of next month, so I think they recorded it and it looked like they had a great time doing that. So I'm really, really digging the Fastback sessions here, and I think you should check them out. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's podcast. I thank all of you for listening. Hope you enjoyed my little experiment, kind of just going on the fly here. You can find me over on Twitter. Follow me personally at Sean C. DeRager. That's Sean with S-E-A-N. But if you go to thegeekcouch.com, you'll see how to spell my name. I'm also doing a podcast dedicated to Scream Factory releases, Blu-ray releases. So you can find that out over at thescreamcast.com. And I'm writing here and there over at popsyndicate.com. So check those venues out if you want to, if you want a little bit more of me. But I'm also going to be, like I keep saying, we're going to be getting back on track with these audio reviews and the retro edition. And then I want to jump into doing some more fireside lounges because those have proven to be pretty popular. So keep an eye out on Twitter. Follow me at, follow the show at Geek Couch. And you'll get all the information on that. Otherwise, I'll talk to all of you next week. If you're going to skip ahead to the next music podcast, like I said, it's still up in the air. If I'm to get back on track this week with music reviews and everything else, but just keep checking back. All right. Hope you guys dug the show. Hope you loved the bands. Talk to all of you next week. Bye-bye.